number of people in my life have talked recently about this experience of kind of getting caught up in something and then coming back to practice, coming back to really coming back to the heart. This cycle of getting caught up and then coming back. And so I wanted to speak about a practice that's really central in living a meditative life, and that's beginning again. Beginning again. You know, we're working with such deep habits of mind, with habits that we've practiced really our whole life. And so we come to practice with some acknowledgement that this, our habits of mind, our habits of feeling, are causing some suffering. And it's important not to underestimate the kind of inertia that the mind builds up. And it's the inertia of kind of pushing and pulling on experience. And so, of course, we're going to get caught up. Of course we are. And the willingness to begin again is essential. And it takes a lot of humility. Takes a lot of self-forgiveness. It takes letting go of the kind of self-story that builds up each time we feel like we, quote, fail. But if we don't learn to begin again, we'll stop practicing. So I want to talk about a few different ways in which we begin again. Happens within meditation, within our life. Happens in the cycles of kind of open-hearted sense of purity and the purification that always follows. The light and the dark that follows, and the digestion of the dark. So in meditation practice, we begin again many times, right? We're with, for example, the breath. And we're there. And then there's a small period of time when the mind starts to lean, usually into a thought, internal talk or images. The mind starts to lean, and there's this very small window at which we could notice that we're starting to lean into a thought. But very quickly, completely submerged. And when we're completely submerged, there is we are kind of like riding. We're riding that train to wherever our habits of mind are going to take us. And we forget that we're here, we forget who we are, we forget that we're meditating. That's okay, that's just the nature of a daydream. Is we really live inside the thought. And the driver of the thought, the kind of like... the driver, the conductor, is just our habits of mind. And then we wake up. And it's the habit of mindfulness, the habit of concentration, that wakes us up in that moment. We don't decide to wake up. Maybe it's my voice or a sound or something internal. But then there's an acknowledgement, I've been living in this realm of thinking. I've been submerged. And then we're called to begin again. But actually takes some skill to begin again there, right? Because a few things can happen. We usually will, as we wake up from that daydream, some self-critical judgment will come in. Yeah? Right? So we're in daydream, we wake up, and we're like, oh man, I don't know where the breath is. And is this just me? Or do you guys also kind of be like, bad meditator? Right? Yeah? That is a deep and abiding habit that my mind has developed. And now that I like sit on platforms and talk, might have gotten more intense. So the practice is deep and immediate forgiveness. Right there, to not feed into it, even in a subtle way. So even if we don't say something critical, there's often a kind of trace of negative feeling that's left, right? And there's a sense of like that we failed. And the instruction is to notice that, to notice how that flavors the experience of bringing the attention back to the breath. And just to forgive ourselves. To not add another layer of story on top of whatever story we were lost in. And it can often be subtle, and we want to get more and more receptive to sensing how we may be punishing ourselves in that moment. And just let go and begin again. was not our fault in the first place. So we begin again in practice in this way, coming back with a freshness, without a kind of the hangover of any self-judgment. We just begin again. And we often begin again in our lives that suffering in a certain way is a lot like a dream, like a bad dream, where for some time we just get really lost in it. And when we're really lost in that dream of suffering, it's so hard to remember this. To remember that there are ways of working with any experience. To remember that whatever experience we're having, it's part of the Dharma. It's part of the path, not an intrusion. But we forget so deeply. And I notice this just at various times throughout the day, I just will get lost in a kind of daydream of some suffering, of some worry, of some bad feeling. And then I wake up. And waking up, beginning again, means reconnecting with these heart teachings. Because in that dream of suffering, there's such, it hurts, but there's also a lot of numbness and disconnection for me. And then something reconnects me to this and to you and to myself, to my experience. And the more we practice, I think the more all of these teachings come flooding back in. The more a sense of kind of refuge in the heart teachings. And we may wake up into pain. We may wake up into some difficult experience. But there's such such relief in finally being able to know it for what it is. For physical discomfort or emotional discomfort, for a particular mind state. And at those moments, it's like It's like coming home in a way. Even if it doesn't feel comfortable, it's like returning home. We begin again in our understanding of these teachings that we often the mind sort of closes prematurely, feeling like the teachings have been absorbed, and it's like I sometimes, myself included, I'll hear a talk on some familiar Dharma topic, like the Four Noble Truths or something, and I'll be like, I know that. Suffering, craving, total freedom. Yeah, I know that, right? The mind closes prematurely. It thinks it overestimates how much we've taken it in. And my teacher has said that the teachings are arranged not horizontally but vertically. It's like we don't have to learn a ton of things, but we have to learn a few things very deeply. And when the mind is in the state of knowing, it can't be open to taking these things in more deeply. So to really know the Four Noble Truths, for example, to really know suffering and its causes, the ending of suffering, the path. The Buddha said the rest of the teachings were an elaboration on that. And so we begin again in taking the teachings more and more deeply into the heart, allowing them to reverberate in our minds more and more deeply, to feel like more and more that the teachings are about our life. That it's about our life. In each moment. And last thing I want to mention, this practice of beginning again. One teacher, Michelle McDonald, often talks about the cycles of what she calls purity and purification. That there can be moments in this practice, in here, in your homes, on retreat, in your daily life, there can be moments when the teachings or your truth resonates so deeply that life feels like it's changed in some way by that moment. And in that moment, it often feels like it will be that way forever. But impermanence, don't bet against impermanence. And so it may have, in fact, changed the heart forever. That's true. And we may feel invincible in that moment. There may be that beautiful connection with purity, the simplicity of our being. But what follows purity is purification, meaning that suffering re-arises, difficulty re-arises, and we're called to make use of that rather than to get caught in a loop of suffering, to make use of it in the sense that I will not waste this suffering. I will try to find ways to work with it to open my heart more deeply. And it's that digestion process that I was alluding to, and it's not wasted time. It's not bad practice. It's not it's essential and inevitable. As the heart becomes lighter and lighter, we have to begin again. We have to meet our life again. And it's said that as we do this more and more, as the heart becomes lighter and lighter, when that process is finished, when those cycles of purity and purification are done, then we're free. Then we've established the deepest trust in the heart. And so as we practice this, as we begin again, we're supported by each other. We're doing this together. So struck by how many people I like here. I don't know a lot of you, but a lot of you. Just walking around and seeing, and very sweet that we're doing this together, you know? Thank you for your attention.